Ava, Neve, how are we this week? Weird to jump in without the little intro, but here.
I know, weird. We're good. I mean, at least I'm good, I think. Today has been a day of just like rest recharging type deal. Been very sleepy for a lot of today, but for some reason I perked up around 7 p.m. Central Time, which is a really weird time to perk up. But yeah, I'm mostly just chilling. I cleaned part of my room. I'm gonna clean the rest later. Excited to talk about this. Very exciting. How are you, Neve?
Good. Had a very busy day. Went to work and then worked a concert. It was very slay. Very fun. Lot of old people at brunch this morning. Interesting vibes for sure, because we normally attract a lot of children for brunch. So I was like, this is like really on the other end of the spectrum. Like, what are y'all doing here? But yeah, it was good. Getting ready to go home for Thanksgiving, which should be fun. I need to pack. And I haven't, and I probably won't until the absolute last minute. But
Fair.
yeah. How are you, Berta?
I the sh so the show that I was working on got one of the cast members got COVID yesterday. So we had to cancel the last few performances of our run. That also meant I spent today inside doing nothing with a day off that I didn't know I would have, which was great, but also I couldn't do anything. So that was not also great. I cannot fathom that like lockdown happened and that like I haven't had to like have a COVID scare in so long at this moment that like all of the procedures, the like not going places, I'm not used to anymore. Very weird. But like
Very
other than that, I'm fine. I like feel fine. I was barely in contact. I'm just trying to be safe because I'm going home for Thanksgiving, so I'm just gonna be cautious. Other than that, like we're chilling, we're slaying. We're gonna do something different this week with our episode. We are talking about the Percy Jackson TV show on Disney Plus that were not able to talk about up until now because there were multiple strikes going on, and we are nothing if not people who may one day want to work in Hollywood and won't scabs.
also support the actors and the writers,
Oh, like
but
just generally support, yes,
yeah, but
but
we also would like to join one day.
yes. So we're gonna share our thoughts on the promotional images, the teasers, the trailer that came out this past week, all things that have happened since then, and share our thoughts and predictions for what's gonna happen when the TV show drops in a month.
It feels like it could drop tomorrow.
I know.
It is a month.
And this week we are joined by a special guest. You may remember them from, I want to say, Blood of Olympus, was the book that they guested on. They've been a guest on this podcast before.
We're unsure when, but it's happened.
True, it has.
They are one of my favorite people to work with. They're the stage manager to my director, incredible creative partner, but more importantly, our friend Gretchen.
Oh my goodness. I'm like blushing. Hi, I'm here. I'm so excited to be here. I love Percy Jackson. You guys know this.
We are very excited to have you. It is nice to have a guest. Also, we haven't seen you in a while, so this is also
Yeah.
so
my
friend catch up. Like, also all of you are listening.
Yes. So how are you, Gretchen?
I'm good. I'm keeping busy. I'm working like five jobs. And also I'm still in classes, so that's everything on everything. The classes aren't hard. I'm taking like ASL and watercolor and ceramics. But I just gotta get them credits.
Same schedule for real.
Yep. And I'm a nanny 2 times a week, and I work at 2 local theaters as a front of house manager. So I was at the Bushnell. Maybe bleep that out. I don't know. as soon as I said it, I was at one of the theaters last night doing some kind of gala or whatever. Yeah, and that's my job. I put my little suit on and I scan people's tickets and I show them to their seats.
Nice.
So I love a little gala.
Yeah.
I live for a gala, fun fact.
Galas are fun.
Fundraiser galas.
Surprising amount of galas in theater.
Mm-hmm. So
it is like the way to make money in the arts.
No, literally the theater and nonprofit space are like, let's throw you a party.
Let's throw a party.
That you give us money for throwing.
And everyone is like, thank you. We will.
We're throwing a party. The tickets are $500.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's crazy. What a crazy world working in nonprofits. So little money here. Anyways, Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be fun to get the ball rolling to start us off with a game. And the game is that I'm going to share go through some of the promotional images. We're going to start with the the promotional images of the main cast and then go through the guests. And just each go one word for each picture. I will we'll describe what the pictures are. You guys listening, I know you know what the promotional images look like for, you know.
Probably better than we do, frankly.
Definitely better than I do.
But they're on the media site for just Google Percy Jackson media kit. And they're there, and we're going in the order they're in on the website. If you want to play along at home, I might also post them on Instagram if I remember to get around to it. I have a lot of other jobs.
We'll see, folks.
All right. So this first picture is from, in the caption it says episode 107. It's our trio in the woods. We're gonna go in the order on my screen. So we'll go Ava, Gretchen, Neve, and then me. We're just gonna do quick. I'll give us 3 words. I feel like 1 word is too hard.
We're not concise people.
No. Well,
no.
1 to 3 word reactions.
So this is the first thing we think of.
Yes.
Okay. Folklore album cover.
Agreed. Oh, you're so right. Scared little babies. They're only in 6th grade. I was rereading Lightning Thief earlier today, and I was like, they're only in 6th grade. They're 11 years old.
So little.
Lost exclamation point. You know the song?
The song from the musical? Yeah. Spooky but sweet.
Aww.
It is me, yeah. Because it's spooky, but it's just so, I forget how serious this first book actually is. But it's also sweet because they're kids, but also sad because they're kids.
I know. And if you guys couldn't tell, we're looking at the one where they're standing in the misty forest.
Yes. This next picture is from episode 3. And it is Percy with Riptide drawn sitting and crouching behind a box. Ava.
Sword near face.
You know, tell it like you see it.
Period.
He's just like the golden boy.
Aww.
Like with the sun. So the light hitting him, he's just like the perfect protagonist shot, you know?
Logan Lerman, eat your heart out. Going with it, we're ending there.
Love it.
Damn. Good shot.
True.
It's like, I already posted about this on our Return to Camp Instagram. I like shared my screenshots from the trailer that were my like favorite moments of cinematography. But like having nothing to do with like my Percy Jackson reactions, just like what I thought were good shots. All right, next we have our picture of Annabeth Leah Jeffries leaning against what I assume is a cabin, as it is a building made of wood, from episode 2. Ava.
Mysterious scheming girl.
Camp before quest, question mark?
Mm-hmm.
Getting to see that.
Yeah, I just agree with the scheming. But I'm just gonna just scheming, which we love.
Yes, wise girl. She's got the beads.
She does have the beads.
Yes. I love the necklace. On the picture.
Like, so cool. Let's zoom in closer. They're like, they're kind of the colors of the books.
Stop.
Oh, so wait, you.
Because like, we have the blue one's the Lightning Thief, the red one's the Battle of the Labyrinth, the orange one is Sea of Monsters, this like black and white one is Titan's Curse, and purple is Last Olympian. Maybe you could flip those. Black and white would be Last Olympian. But also, I know that they mean stuff in the past. Don't yell at us, please.
Yeah, they're like, they're the exact like form of bead I would think they'd be too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our next picture is also from episode 2. It is Grover. It is Grover. And I can't, there's not much else I can describe about the picture. No. I feel like this is the big house.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, it could be.
It's pretty colorful.
It is, yeah. Very colorful. And you can see candles in the back. Very cool. So my words are, aw, look, Grover.
These little horns popping out.
So cute.
No, mine is just little sweetie.
Little sweetie. I just want to pinch his cheeks.
I don't think I have anything to say that hasn't already been said. Our next picture is also from episode 2. It seems to be Percy arriving to camp. He has his Camp Half-Blood shirt on. He has a little backpack. And he has his necklace, but it doesn't have any beads yet.
I love that.
Hey, my little phrase is prepared and confused.
Hair wet? Shirt dry?
No, the shirt is wet.
The shirt's wet.
Let's zoom in on this picture a little bit.
Oh, weird, because it looks like a shadow.
It's not as wet as I think it should be.
Look at that rip.
The shirt at the top is wet. It's ripped at the sleeve.
Look at that rip.
It's wet around the, yeah.
Okay, I was just thinking, if this is the part I think it is, which is after the Minotaur fight, the shirt's going to be a little more wet than that.
Yeah, I can't tell if this is him just arriving. I think that's a good assumption. Placement. Yeah.
I read that scene 40 minutes ago.
Incredible. Next we have Annabeth in armor. It also episode 2. So I'm going to guess this is Capture the Flag.
Yeah, oh yeah. Love the pigtails.
Swords. I'm excited. I'm excited for like the fight choreography of the show, but I was trying to put it in 3 words.
So true.
This looks crazy is mine, because when this image first dropped, like when I first saw it, I was like, wow, this looks like she's a kid, and this armor, you can't even see it all, you can tell is like so much is bigger than her in a way that like I feel like might be making, I mean, I'd have to see the full shot and like the scene, it's just like it makes it so clear that she's like a child.
I mean, I think it's like, my words are like, yes, real armor. Because yeah. it's like, mm-hmm. this is actual armor that is actually protective.
Yes.
And we ain't be seeing that no. in anything.
Exactly.
Everyone hates to wear armor that is realistic. Do I always appreciate armor that is a serve but is unrealistic? Yes. But do I also appreciate armor that will protect you? Also yes, because that's the point.
That is a serve.
You know what I mean.
I really know what you mean.
Next we have from episode 1, Grover in the rain.
He kind of looks like he's crying a little bit. So because of that, I'm going to say horns and water, because his horns are out. And I know he's like being rained on, but it also looks like he's crying. So I wanted to, you know, bridge the gap just in case.
Rain on me, tsunami.
Right.
Those are brain answers.
That was 4 words.
Yeah, girl.
I got confused by the because it's, there's 3 syllables there is, and then yeah. 3 syllables, but it's only 4 words.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It was a lot.
I don't really have any words that haven't been said.
This is the picture heard around the world. It is Walker and Leia, Percy and Annabeth in the boat, in the tunnel of love, in the theme park that I always forget happens in this book.
I know, I always think it's in Sea of Monsters, but this scene does live rent-free in my head.
It's incredible. I don't want to see the spiders.
I was just thinking about that. I was like,
oh my god, I forgot about
where there's a million robot spiders, and I am not looking forward to that. But the rest of it, I think, is going to be great.
This is like a shot.
Yeah,
it is.
No, let's fucking go. I'm so excited for this.
I'm so excited for the audio design in this scene.
Yeah, I was about to say, the design capabilities they could go into with this scene are, like, so fucking cool. Mm-hmm. Just, like, where they could take everything with, like, the visuals and the audio of, like, how crazy this moment is.
Because, like, we have this, like, glow at the top here that is clearly some sort of lights, but are clearly moving in some way because of how blurry they are. So I'm, like, I'm excited to see what the story is here.
Yeah.
You know what the story is, but like what is happening?
What's the story?
Oh, yeah. Give us more, you know.
And then we have what an incredible shot from episode 2. I believe probably captured the flag. Percy standing on a little cliff with his shield, and you see the woods. It's just like such an aesthetically pleasing picture. It looks like fan art.
Like it does look like fan art.
It looks in the like best a cosplay.
Way. Yes, it does.
I love the Vans.
I was just going to say,
we were, a little sneaky.
We were all going to point out the Vans. I was like, I own those exact pair of shoes.
Yeah. He's so real for that, though, in the sense of like, haha, he's so real for that. But also, it's just cool that they're making him just like just a kid.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on this podcast. I went as Percy Jackson for Halloween 1 year, but like, so, but I dressed as like him in the movie, you know, because that was our best frame of reference. And my mom the whole time was like, no one's going to know who you are. Cause I'm just like in, like, we made like fake leather armor.
Oh.
And like, I wore like a blue long sleeve shirt and jeans and Converse because like, that's the costume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is realized so well.
It really is. Pensive on mountain is my phrase.
Mm. And then we have our final shot of just the trio slightly all out of focus.
I'm placing this when he's about to beat Ares up.
This does feel like the last episode.
Oh, interesting.
Though it could be at any time. You know, you're they right. do they, often be stand in the three of them.
And they do always look a little concerned. And
clearly, this is like a big moment for them.
It does look like Ocean, but also that could be a guardrail.
You're so right.
And ew. I think this could also be when the bus explodes.
Oh,
mm.
But it feels like they intentionally didn't tell us when this is.
Yeah.
So that could be at any time.
Yeah.
So true.
All right. Amazing. Now we're gonna look at the guest stars, and we'll just talk about the guest stars and how they look. And
yeah,
Jason Mantzoukas as Dionysus.
It's so right.
It's the perfect. It couldn't have been any other way.
I agree. It's so...
it's just like the tiger print shirt. I would never wear it, but I kind of want to hang it on my wall, you know?
It is one of those things that you find at Goodwill and you're like, I cut this up for a tapestry.
Yeah. I love it. It's perfect. We have talked about this casting before, and it's just like the most inspired casting I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Turman as Chiron. He looks so sweet, but
yeah,
I know better.
No. I know. Okay, I did have that moment as well where I was like, is this Chiron gonna be redeemable? Because for some reason I just want to redeem him so bad, but he just doesn't deserve that. Because like he looks like in this still, he just looks so concerned. And like I hate it when actors look concerned. Like let me write you wrong.
I hate Chiron. I don't hate Chiron. I like Chiron, but think he's bad. However, he looks so sweet, but he does have a little, I can tell from this picture that this is an incredible performance, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least at this point, I believe he's been teaching teenagers how to not die for thousands of years.
Yes.
Yeah. I get that from him. He looks so a million completely. Years old.
Yeah.
Just like in his soul, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very wise.
But I do think this show is going to want us to like him.
I think Rick wanted us to like him.
I'm actually a little confused. Precisely. I'm not as well read on this, I think, as you guys are. Why don't you like him?
He does not do a good job at protecting and raising children. He's like actively bad at it, like in a way that is it would be less dangerous if he wasn't there.
But the thing is, got it. I think that his most egregious acts of like what the fuck have been in the Trials of Apollo series.
Oh yeah, this because, first book this oh,
starts the first book of Trials of Apollo being like, hey, by the way, kids have gone missing, like kids plural.
Well, we're not really doing much.
Where the fuck they are, and I haven't alerted anybody about it. Like, I don't know why he gets so egregiously like, well, nothing.
Yeah,
I can
think, he also like that series. He's lovely in the first book.
Yes,
and I'd say up through like Titan's Curse, and then it's all downhill for him.
Got it. I haven't read Trials of Apollo, so nothing.
Neither did me until just recently.
Yeah.
This is Dior Goodjohn, who is Clarice. Do we know? I didn't pull up a list. It also doesn't say who they're playing.
I think she's Clarice. Because I feel like I remember seeing her as Clarice from the trailer.
I think you're right.
I'm obsessed with her because I'm obsessed with Clarice and I trust this casting team. So I'm like, I know she's gonna be great.
She's a good enough amount of older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much to say about her like costuming because she is wearing a camp outfit.
Yeah.
Charlie Bushnell as Luke.
Mm-hmm.
People on the internet when that trailer dropped this week were feral for this man. I just like needed to point to bring that to our attention. I saw so many tweets that were like, well, maybe Luke did nothing wrong. And my argument for that is, like, Luke didn't do that much wrong. Luke was kind of right, is kind of the point of the book.
Like, where was that argument, though, when Jake Abel was Luke? Let's talk about it.
Jake Abel was also hot.
He was. Mm-hmm. I think for this guy. He might be really nice. I'm a great actor. You know, and maybe I'd like to be his friend. But that's where I'm sitting on him.
He definitely looks old. Like, it looks a significant amount older than him. Yes. He's 19, which is significantly older than the other kid. So he is cast very age range correct.
Yeah.
Which is so much better than the movie where they, like, look like peers.
And also makes what's going to happen in the last Olympian worse. It's going to make it terrible, and I'm so excited for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think that the original movie adaptations of this were wrong in so many ways, but, like, the loss of this, like, mentorship, making them peers makes, like, it just being, like, a sort of distant friend betraying a sort of distant friend. And, like, this series is going to make it so heart-wrenching when a mentor is, like, openly, like, betraying and abusing a kid who, like, he, like, took under his wing. It's going to be so sad.
And I will say, the thought I had, especially when the trailer came out this week about him, is that Walker is, in every way he acts, exactly correct casting for Percy. However, the curly blonde hair is still something I am working on getting over. But Charlie looks like Percy, how I picture Percy. which actually makes me be, like, comfortable with it all better, because Luke has always looked like Jake Abel to me. Mm-hmm. And so, like, we're bridging the gap, and, like, we flipped it in a way that, like, I feel their connection a lot more because of the way they cast it. Which, I guess, credit to them. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but, like, that's my thought process. I do think Walker is great casting. The hair is just, like, so unanticipated, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it does read also like Beach Boy.
Yes, in, like, it does. It's very
makes, surfer. Like, I believe that he grew up on the coast of Long Island.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, now we have Suzanne Cryer in a strangely colored pastel blazer.
Please.
Do we know who she's playing?
This is Miss Dodds.
No, this is not Mrs. Dodds. Mrs. Dodds is Megan Sally. Malone.
Oh, you're so right.
Go kill yourself.
Go. Oh, please.
Oh, is this Sally?
Yeah.
No, this is a kid, though. I knew this was not Sally. Like, oh. Sally. His, like, mom is younger.
Yeah, Sally.
This isn't Sally.
This is a kidna. Enchiladas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
This makes a lot of sense.
This woman would own. Yep, this makes sense.
The blazer is actually perfect.
Yeah. She'd have a little yappy dog.
She owns a little yappy dog. The blazer was picked out. Like, they must have looked at a rack and been like, which of these owns a yappy little dog?
I am so excited to see how this scene occurs, because even Rick has said, I did not realize until after I wrote the book and visited the St. Louis Arch that you cannot jump into the river from there.
Please.
I also have never known what the St. Louis Arch like looks like when you're inside it and up on the top of it, so, like, it really just, I have no mental picture of what that looks like.
How dare
so
you?
I didn't go for research.
Fair.
I've never been to, I don't know even what state it's in. Missouri.
It is in Missouri. I was born in St. Louis.
Oh, well, never been.
Yeah,
I was. I've never been. I left wester than Pennsylvania, so.
Fair. And it's really hard to get wester than Pennsylvania. Takes a long time to drive through Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania happens for a while. There she is.
There she is. Megan Mullally as Mrs. Dodds in
I'm obsessed not the with this worst voice.
Wig I've seen on TV.
It's quite interesting wig, though.
But it certainly not bad. The best.
You can tell this wig has been CGI retouched. Like, there is, like, there is digital retouching on the video of this wig. And
you
that
can
is
see where someone took a blender tool on this face.
Yep.
And who knows, maybe it will look a little less artificial in the final cut. Maybe this was just for the photo.
I'm sure, like, yeah. I mean,
when she's moving around, you can't see as much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm sure the argument here was like, well, she's gonna turn into a monster. She really is only in like 5 minutes of this. How much money do we have to spend on the wig?
But all of those 5 minutes are gonna be so important.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because like, and I can forgive them because there are movies with higher budgets that have worse wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Parker Kennedy as Medusa. This tease, this little hat. Oh my God. Does anybody still wear a hat?
Please. I can't with you. No, but it's fierce.
No, but the hat with the veil, the vibe is immaculate. She owns an antique shop.
I have absolutely zero notes for this.
I literally love it so much because I think it's such an interesting, like, diversion from what people and what I think the Percy Jackson original movie also did of, like, she's this, like, hippie type who, like, lives out and owns this shop where she sells these, like, statues. Like, this is such a cool retake on, like, this character that she's, like, I don't know. It's really cool. Because I feel like most people are, like, she is this, like, witchy, mysterious woman, and she's just, like, so professional. Love it. It's so cool.
It feels, like, very, like, Louisiana ghost, kind of like New Orleans ghost vibes.
I love it.
When the picture first popped up, before I remembered who she was, I thought this was going to be an Aphrodite, because I was like, this is very much giving, like, when they meet her in the park in, like, South Carolina later on.
Yeah.
That very, like, Southern Belle. And I was like, I'm connecting the dots. I'm putting stuff together. There's nothing there. I'm putting nothing together.
Timothy Amundsen, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, looking so silly as Hephaestus, and I love it.
It's everything it needed to be.
I only know this man from, I almost said Spamalot, but that's not it. No, Gallivant.
Oh my God, he was in
and he was amazing in Gallivant.
He is an incredible comedic actor, and I think that's an incredible quality to bring to Hephaestus.
Absolutely. Hephaestus should be silly, if anything.
Oh, yeah.
Love his sweater.
Like, what is he wearing? He is wearing at least six layers.
Turtleneck with a sweater.
I thought he was holding a book.
With an apron.
Because I can't even tell if these are, like, the same.
You're right, those could be.
If those are different layers. Because there's at least this knit sweater, this overshirt, this, like, corset. But this kind
of, it's maybe an apron.
This might be a separate vest. This all could be an apron, which makes more sense. And then a little scarf, and then a necklace that is has bullets on it.
Oh, I thought it was little pipes. Like little pipes. Yeah.
Is it a pan pipe? Nope, it's not. That's not what a pan pipe is. But it's
connecting the dots.
It looks too important. Like it mm-hmm. looks intentional. You know.
I'm obsessed. Yeah. He looks great. I'm very excited.
With a crazy beard prosthetic, I want to say. That doesn't look like real facial hair.
Really? I think it's real. It's way too close to his mouth.
It is either he's either wearing a wig or that is a fake beard, because those are not hair that comes out of the same man.
Oh, that's fair. But I think it's a real beard because it's real close to his mouth. That would have to be like some insane lace to get that close to his mouth.
Could be a beard weave, like America's Next Top Model.
No, I'm so excited to talk about this.
Lin-Manuel Miranda jump scare.
Lin-Manuel Miranda jump scare. He looks so fucking normal in this photo.
I forgot he was in this until I watched the trailer, and I was like, God fucking damn. I support his success. Seems like a wonderful guy, but I was like, you're everywhere.
I just don't believe he'll pull off the scenes with Mae Castellan later on. You gotta think that that's the same guy.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that, Gretchen. Mm-hmm. So right.
But also, I did see a tweet theorizing that the Vegas episode is gonna be a musical, and I'm so down for it.
Yes, I was gonna yeah. talk about that because that's Erica tweeted that from the Seaweed Brain account. And I don't know what I think, and I do hate it.
Really? I kind of love it.
It do know what you think.
I hate it depending. I hate it if I don't want to, if Lin-Manuel Miranda raps in it, I hate it.
Fair.
If it is if there's musical elements separately, it's an homage to Poker Face, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. I think regardless of campy. So regardless, I'll be entertained for sure. And that's all I
like. But just when you say like this could be a musical scene, I picture Lin-Manuel Miranda doing like a, and over here's the video games, and here's the bar, and the but the da 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 da. You know? Uh-huh. And I don't want that.
Uh-oh. I understand that. No. It really might be that. But okay, the funniest thing about this, like the promo stuff that has involved Lin-Manuel Miranda so far, is that like this is a show where like it's supposed to be so mystical, and but also like it's set in our world, and your suspension of disbelief has to be like bulletproof, because this is just Lin-Manuel Miranda.
No, it is like
he gets no costume, he gets no facial changes, he's literally in a hoodie and he's supposed to be a guy. It's literally so funny to me. Yeah. There is zero, like
not a man who can disappear into a role.
Oh my god,
this shot so could be his SNL intro little montage picture.
It's so good.
Yes. Where he's like hot, and it's a freeze frame and it says Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hoy.
Like they gave him nothing to be to get into this role.
He's not even in like a UPS costume, which is kind of how I always imagined Hermes.
Yeah, exactly.
But I will say Nathan Fillion did not disappear into the role either.
Okay, but he rocked it.
He did. But consistent casting of like men who just are who they are. I guess it does have to be a musical, because you don't cast Lin-Manuel Miranda because he can act. Because he can't.
Yeah.
Please, not the roast.
He also can't sing.
Yeah. He got but, here somehow. No, because Hamilton is good. And we'll end it there.
Jay Duplass. Hades. He is looking. They did something to his eyebrows, right?
Yeah. I was leaning in to look at them.
I think they just brushed him up. But I don't know. My thing is, like, he looks... never mind. I'm going to edit myself, because I was going to say that he looks too nice. But then I was like, Hades is fine in these books. Like, he's okay. Like, he's not causing a lot of the problems.
Yeah.
So, like, go off, do what you want.
I love his little turtleneck. He said turtleneck and suit jacket moment. I think that's, it actually might be a robe.
I think it's a robe.
It might be a robe.
I think it's like a robe. It's like a smoking jacket is where I'm putting my bets. Mm. This, we're in between a suit coat and a robe.
Like a short silk kimono, perhaps.
Yes. Yes. Adam Copeland as Ares.
Yep.
Oh boy, does he look like Ares.
He really just, it's exactly that.
I'm really gonna watch him like be mean to kids, and I'm gonna say thank you.
I was like, this is some top notch casting across the board. Like, give them an Emmy for casting.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, you guys, he's gonna be perfect. Sorry, I interrupted because I
had to comment on this casting choice, but it's going to be perfect.
I also love, we can see the style of motorcycle it is based on how high these handlebars are. Therefore, we can picture the rest of the cycle, and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Reddick, rest in peace. Sorry. Yeah, Zeus.
Oh, he's, I don't know this guy.
He's going to do so good. Honestly,
what else have you been in? I'm not familiar.
He was on CW shows. I didn't watch the CW shows very closely, but I want to say Supergirl. I almost said Supergirl.
Okay.
I think you should have gone with
it. But like, I feel like Supergirl maybe, or like The Flash. I think. I feel like I remember my parents talking about this. Like the rest of my family watched the CW shows. Mm. So.
Yeah.
He looks great.
He does.
The tie is perfect. And the little pink square. Little pocket square moment.
Aww.
It's really cool.
Love. Toby Stevens as Poseidon.
He, like, I don't even know this guy, and he is the Poseidon.
Yeah. He is, like, just, like, hot enough where you're like, I wouldn't say he's a DILF. But, like, maybe I would. You know?
We have to see him in action before we make a judgment.
Yes, mm-hmm. I do need to see him in action. But I'm like, you're definitely someone who's hot for people your age, you know?
Mm. Yes. It's like I see what Sally was talking about, and I get why, like, she didn't move on for like 17 years.
Yes.
I get
exactly.
It.
Yeah.
I think that's so important.
Mm-hmm. He looks like a guy that goes fishing, and I think that's all we needed.
Yeah,
that's so true. Oh, the DILF candidacy is real, though. Like, we'll decide later, but the candidacy is for sure there.
Mm-hmm. Up for
he's,
your
he's
consideration.
Been nominated.
He has been nominated.
Boo!
Tim Sharp.
No, I love this
as
actor.
Gabe. He looks dirty.
He does.
He looks smelly. Perfect.
He looks great.
No notes.
Perfect.
No notes.
Hair. 10 out of 10.
The, like, slicked back
the, like,
hair.
The slicked back,
like,
hair.
Exactly.
The, like,
the sideburns.
Mustache. Yeah. I hate him.
Yeah.
And Virginia Cole is Sally. She looks perfect. And the only thing that's weird about this to me is that she's so young, but she's the age of a mother of the age that Percy should be. I'm just in my 20s. I'm just
no
longer
literally
10.
Yeah.
No. I was, when I was reading the book earlier, though, it described her as having, like, gray streaks in her hair. So I do think I always pictured her, like, older.
Yeah.
But, like,
me too.
Like, even, like, older for a mom that age.
Yeah.
But right. She just has this, like, goodness, I think, in her eyes that is, like, so Sally Jackson.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
And I really hope we get to see her candy shop uniform. I think that would be so
oh
silly.
God.
And
yes,
just make me happy.
Oh, so right. Oh, my
I
God.
I
want to
see the candy shop. Like,
I can't wait to see the candy. The blue candy.
Yeah.
Ooh, so
blue
much
food.
Blue food.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for a blue food montage.
Blue. Yes. Sell me blue food. I want blue food.
So true.
Like, I will send me a product. I will buy it. Let me know what you're selling. Whatever it is, I'm purchasing it. You have my money. Not really. I have to pay for a trip to Spain, but I have to pay for our vacation. But like, also.
Pending 2024.
True.
I'll work more. I'll put in some extra hours.
Please.
Not that I have any more time in the day than the job.
I was going to say, you work so much.
I know. All right, we're going to do a little like voiceover action for the trailer. So we've already all watched the trailer, but we're gonna do like a live reaction thing. So like I'll start the trailer and I'll tell you if you want to like play the trailer along at home while we talk over it. I'll also do that. So I'm going to share my screen for my friends that are part of the podcast. And I'm about to start the trailer now. So the Met looks so good. This little
Oh,
kid,
that
he looks
baby
so tiny.
boy.
He's so small.
And then he's still so small. Like,
I know.
Nancy Boba Fett looking
Yeah, pulling
exactly like I picture.
exactly.
Love to see it. They do
Yeah.
the same ADHD dyslexia thing as they do
They,
it in the
yeah.
movie, which
Yeah, they did.
Okay, pause it.
Oh.
Because, oh, I just said it out loud and also raised my hand. It
That's
doesn't
fine. You
matter.
had to say it. You're in the same room with me, so.
That's so true. You wouldn't even see my hand. Okay. I think it's interesting. I feel like so many of the other like adaptations of this have like, and like the first teaser that we got was the like turn, like the initial reading of like the first couple pages of the book, which I found it interesting that they chose to like go over. I feel like the main point of the books, or like there's never really a point in the books where we talk much about Percy's name and like its connection to Greek mythology.
Yeah.
So I found it interesting that that's where we like begun this, like began this trailer. But I guess it is like explaining to an audience that maybe hasn't read these books, like this is about Greek mythology, you know?
Yeah.
To be like, he's named after someone from Greek mythology, and you're about to watch a whole show about Greek mythology being real. But like, I feel like there's never like a super long time in the books where we focus on like Percy's, like Perseus as a character until like Heroes of Olympus.
And still no.
And still no, but like
Yeah.
it's mentioned. So I find it interesting that that's where we like open in the
Because
trailer.
frankly, Perseus wasn't that interesting. I mean, keep playing
Yeah.
the
It's also like we should.
trailer. Ares looking incredible, back of Medusa's head.
He eats
Cerberus. Dog
the Medusa
Cerberus.
is so good. Cerberus is giant.
Camp
The
looks
camp.
great. Camp looks
I'm just
great.
like
Camp looks
so
fucking
excited
great.
to see the camp. That's like exactly
Yeah.
how I pictured it.
I will say,
Yeah.
I've gone on record and say that's not how I pictured it at all, but it looks good. I had the
Yeah,
same
they
problem I
might not
had
have
with the
those as
first
well.
movie of like, why isn't it in a clearing on a strawberry? Like, it should be a vineyard.
Thank you. I picture it like with a lot more like water and sky,
Yeah.
but I still really like it and I'm very
But yeah,
excited.
I still like it. It still looks good. And then they're driving at night.
Yeah. Grover's freaking out and then they see,
This
uh-oh.
scene is also just very well done from what I've seen, from what
The
we've seen.
Minotaur.
This lake is
Yeah.
exactly how I saw that lake.
Lake is gorge. Oh, look at Poseidon go. When I first saw that, there's Clarice! When I
He
first saw
got a
the
cool
trailer and I saw
spear.
Poseidon, I was like, holy.
The spear looked
Oh my God.
wild.
So I'm now realizing that that woods that we're talking about, that promo image, is the Fields of Asphodel.
Yo!
Oh.
I think, because that's what this
Did
little
not.
clip was, right?
Yeah.
I thought
So
that was
true.
the because we see that like kind of mummy looking body. I thought that was the Oracle.
Oh,
Hmm.
yeah.
But I feel like also the Oracle was more like decorated than that, so it might just be a
Yeah.
different dead person.
Yeah, I do agree. It does look like oh no, the Oracle does not walk out into the woods in this book.
Yeah, it's in the attic.
It does look like
Yeah.
the Oracle.
Yeah.
So maybe those were two separate scenes that they made look like one scene.
Yeah.
But I do think that that forest is Asphodel.
Jason
Oh,
Mantzoukas.
the invisibility cap.
That rocks.
The little Hydra target is great too. They'd be posting that
That
whole
little
tree
scene
scene
was cute.
everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Tunnel of Love. Oh,
They do a great amount of just like of teasing
Learn.
things. They don't give anything away.
Yeah, real. Look at that Minotaur. He's huge.
The way that this Minotaur scene is shot is incredible.
It's
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm very excited to see it. Oh, his little his helmet, he looks so silly.
The helmets are a little silly, but in like a fun way.
But like in no, in the way where it's like year 12 and
And
like
wearing a
just
helmet.
Yeah.
exactly as it should, right?
So that's interesting though, because what we just watched at the end there was definitely the arch scene.
Yes, that was the
So
Chimera.
something's gonna have to break that wall. It's just like
Yeah.
it's just like how is he gonna end up in the river?
There are windows.
No, I know, it's just how is he gonna
No, I
Doesn't the
don't. He
Chimera
can't.
have the
I think
Yeah.
he can summon the water to him in like maybe like a slide.
Maybe.
Oh.
Water
Place your bets, folks.
slide.
Water slide.
He
Anyway.
just jumps out and then down.
Yeah.
90-degree angle.
All right. That's what we had to react to. So now we'll just go around and we'll go in the same order we were going in earlier and just give our like however many thoughts you have about like if you have any last thoughts and then like what you're just most excited for the show. So Ava, you're up first.
Oh boy. I don't know. I really enjoyed how we kind of already said this, but like there's still a lot of mystery, I feel like, even after watching the trailer and the teaser and like seeing all the pictures, I'm still kind of like, you know, like this could go in a lot of ways. The most broad sentence ever, but like I'm still curious, long story short, which I think is really important, like post trailer and teaser and such. Yeah, I special shout out to Jason Mantzoukas. I feel like his whole career has led to this moment.
Yeah, for real.
And I'm excited to see the whole thing, but I'm so excited to watch him just be in his element.
I'm excited to see the monsters, a lot of them, like the monsters and the creatures, and just to see how they do that and if they're any good. From the looks of them, they look good. And I'm really hoping they continue to look good. Yeah. And like baby Persebeth. Like that in their dynamic in the first book is just like so good. And it just like sets up everything else. Beautiful.
Yeah, all of the promo material has been, it's been really cool to see how they're like what Ava was saying, like what they're choosing to like still keep a mystery, because I feel like we got like even the trailer only showed like splashes of things that like even that we couldn't even decide like tonight were depicting a certain thing like for sure. But I'm most excited to see how people who aren't our age react to the show, honestly. I'm really excited to see how the youths
Of
of
America,
America
the world.
get into this, because I definitely feel like this is a series that like could have real staying power with this TV show. And it ne like I feel like the books didn't really carry into the generation younger than us, like
Yeah.
certain but like you know Harry Potter is unfortunately for given who wrote it always going like just going to be such a like cultural knowledge thing. Also the Harry Potter was mostly read by people who are having kids now, and like
And we haven't
we
had
haven't
kids.
had kids, so it's not exactly like we're like you know like that what your parents read is a lot what your parents consumed as children is also like what they pass on normally. So I find it interesting that this show is going to be a really cool way to introduce younger kids to these books, and I'm excited to see what happens. I hope it continues forever and ever, and we get TV shows of all of the books.
Yeah. I'm also jumping off that, like, really hoping for this to do well, because I want to see it just keep running and us to get Heroes Olympus and Trials of Apollo and just, like, keep running with it, because I need us to at least get through the first series, because there's just so many things that, like, we didn't get and were out of touch when these books were in their heyday, that I hope younger generations can kind of discover. I'm like, I'm sure there are people younger than us that read these books, but, like, and I know that there are. You guys listen to this podcast. I get our demographic numbers.
Yeah.
But, like, I hope this show really catches on, especially with how Disney Plus shows haven't been doing great recently. So I hope this show can kind of capture the zeitgeist. And I think it has the power to. I think it's going to be really popular within the fandom. And it has such a little hurdle to overcome to become, like, a new Wednesday Stranger Things kind of show. And I'm really hoping it gets there. Because, like, I know my parents are excited for this. Like, because like, they just, like, they saw that movie so many times, you know? Like, there is a nostalgia, like, even for, like, our parents, like, related to, like, oh, this is something that we watched when we were kids, so it is something that they associate with us being kids, so there is something there. So I'm hoping that it's a good enough show on its own, not just, like, a great adaptation that it, like, brings in people. And I'm excited to see the things that, like, we really, there are some things that the first movie does, I won't say get right, but, like, at least showed us that, like, this, that
put it on the screen.
Yeah, but there are some things completely left out, and I'm excited to see things, like, I think we didn't really get to see the underworld the way it was supposed to be, the arch, and, like, those are, like, the two specific things I'm excited for mostly, and Ares, who wasn't at all in that movie. Mm-hmm. And Clarice. Yeah, so I'm just excited in general, I guess. Well, that's all for this week. We will be continuing to talk about the show as it comes up, and there are more episodes, or not more episodes, there are episodes when the show comes out. but next week we'll be jumping back to our regular scheduled programming, where we will be discussing
the Burning Maze chapter 17 through 20.
Make sure to follow us on social media. We're at Return to Camp on every platform that matters, and we also have a Ko-fi account and a Redbubble store and a website, www.returntocamp.com. Gretchen, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you for having me.
Your personal Instagram.
What's on my personal Instagram? It's at gretchen.damato. And you can spell it for yourself. I don't care. Learn how to spell.
Learn how to spell.
Bro.
And I'm sure our viewers will see you again.
Yeah.
Except their listeners.
Oh.
And they'll hear you.
They'll hear me again.
That's what I just realized. But I might post the recording of this episode, because it was very visual, you know? So we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Bye.
Bye.